Welcome again to Cottage Talk Full Time. This is our initial reaction to Fulham's 1-1 draw with Leicester City at Craven Cottage. We have a lot to get to in this initial reaction to what just happened. But before we do anything, I have to welcome both of my co-hosts back to the show. Max, how you doing? I'm sure you're a little bit disappointed by the result here.
I'm frustrated, Ross. We have to take our chances, and that's my main takeaway.
Yep.
There are countless opportunities tonight where we could have won the match, and we passed them up. And, of course, you know, we can never keep a clean sheet. So we have to go into the assumption of each match we have to score 2 goals to win. And if you only score 1, you're not going to win a match. And that's what happened, sadly. And, you know, with these winnable home matches, I think this is probably the most vulnerable Leicester City will be in a long time. This is a very, very weakened lineup. I think there are many positives to take out of tonight, but the overwhelming negative is that we just could not kill the match off. And you have a feeling that, you know, when you're doing the show, you said it's a 1-1 draw for Fulham. The thought popped into my mind, you know, it feels like a 1-1 loss, Russ.
Okay. Fair enough. Mr. Janaeus, how are you doing?
I'm good, sir. I'm in no doubt that we're going to get relegated now. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, let's be honest here. How are we going to make up 1 point? Okay. How are we going to make up 1 point to get to 17th? With 23 games to go. How are we going to get that 1 point? 23? I mean, really, it's impossible. It's absolutely, there's no point. Why don't we just pack it in? Why don't we just end the season now and let's just look forward to the cricket season? You know what? Leicester are a good side. They didn't have Jamie Vardy tonight, but you take the point. You look at the table, Russ, we're 3 points off 15th.
I know.
We're 4 points off 14th. People don't know we're playing United. This week. Well, United aren't exactly on top of the game, are they now?
No, they're not.
No, so we should go up there with some confidence. And yeah, we didn't finish our chances, but we got a point. And Leicester are not a bad side. So 4 points for the first 3 games in charge for Claudio Ranieri. I'm pretty pleased. But you know that there's always going to be people out there I know are going to be naysaying and jumping off Chelsea Bridge or Albert Bridge or whatever it is right now. Because, of course, it is impossible for us to make up 1 point in 23 games.
Very interesting. My initial reaction, similar to Max's, is just disappointment because it was there for them. They had these opportunities, and I just kept saying to myself, they are blowing this opportunity to go up 2-0. And then just as I'm thinking it, I could just see the movement by James Maddison, and here it comes, and it came. And they get the equalizer. And Fulham had that opportunity, Giannis, to put the match away. So that's on them. Maybe the first half wasn't the greatest, but they had their spell in the second half when they really had a chance to go up 2-0.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, if you look at the match stats, if you said to me beforehand, you know, they'd have, I don't know, 5 shots on target.
Yep.
You know, we restrict their passing accuracy to 67%. Ours was only 66%. Against the Leicester side that, you know, disposed of Watford at the weekend, I'd have gone, okay. And even without Jamie Vardy, we've done all right. And, you know, fans have to understand these are baby steps, Russ, baby steps.
Yep.
And I maintain that we might have lost that by 2 or 3 tonight. I know I love Slava to death, but, you know, this looks like a different setup side with different confidence. And we can go up to Old Trafford at the weekend and say, look, we've got nothing to lose. We're not expected to do anything. Let's have a go and we might just surprise them.
Okay, excellent there, my friend. Max, over to you. Giannis is looking at this, you know, kind of glass half full. Hey, we have improvement. We obviously had our opportunities, didn't take them. But if you look at the stats, I'm looking at it right now. 25 total shots for Fulham, 7 on target. Not bad. I would like more on target, but there's improvement there. I know it's difficult to look at improvement when you give up an equalizer, but I see where Giannis is going on it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think I'm going to sound like Giannis tomorrow on the post-match show. I think he's bringing in some really great nuance and just overall taking a step back from situations. Sometimes it's difficult to look at it in the pure post-match.
Giannis is grounded. He's good like that.
Very true. Because right now all I can think about is that Adoy chance he flubbed over, how close Mitrovic was, the Kane chance that just went by, and how in the second half, really, and Leicester City were not in the match. I think that, you know, Madison's goal, I don't know if you guys agree with this, but I think that kind of came out of the blue for me. I think we were on the front foot pushing for that second goal. hit us.
That's
what's
frustrating, Max.
Yeah. And then I think rather than Leicester City, after they equalized, going on the front foot, they had that one other opportunity through Madison again. But otherwise, it was all us. We were the team that ended the match on the stronger.
That's a wonderful point.
Yeah.
That's actually a good point, Max. Giannis, I want to go to you. I'm sorry to break in on Max, but he just brought up something that is important because we've been complaining on Cottage Talk for a while now that heads drop when they give up that goal. And I know it's 1-1, and this is an opportunity when they are in the ascendancy. I'm talking about Leicester City. And, you know, even the announcer says, well, here's their opportunity. They probably feel like they can win. Who had the majority of the opportunities near the end of the match? It was Fulham. I know they didn't, but that shows improvement for me.
It's called resilience.
Yes.
It's called resilience. And that's the one thing we seem to, I mean, I'm thinking of the Huddersfield game away. We just seem to drop our heads.
Yes.
Once it's scored. And I'm sorry, I can't subscribe to the notion that, we're going up to Old Trafford and it's going to be, it's going to be a very tough game. I think we've built confidence in these first three games, to say that we've got the ability. I mean, we gave Chelsea a really good go on Sunday. I thought we played pretty well against Southampton, and then we played pretty well tonight. And I don't think we should go up to United and say, well, this is going to be a hiding. We should just go up there and play our game. And there are players who have improved their performances, and I think our shape is much better. He took a couple of chances tonight, dropping Kearney. But you know what? I'm okay with that. For the simple reason, he's still trying to find his strongest start in 11.
Yes.
He started Camara. He's brought Vieta back in. He's put Sherl on the bench. And for all we know, Sherl is going to play up at Old Trafford. So, you know what you do? You've got to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's won the Premier League, for crying out loud. So he knows what he's doing. And, you're disappointed not to get three, but it's not like we've got four games left. We've got 23, boys and girls, 23, 69 points available, lots and lots of time. And we are going to improve. And I feel confident about that. And I will call it now. Do not be surprised. Do not be surprised if we get a result up at Old Trafford.
Wow, he's already calling it there.
Oh, yeah. I am. And if not, I will spend more than $1 on a Christmas gift for my mother-in-law.
I love that. All right. Max, back over to you because I'm just glancing at the table. Obviously, Fulham are at the bottom, okay? But I'm looking at where Leicester City are sitting right now. Ninth, okay? This is a good side. This is a side that actually has had a fairly good start to the season. I know that there's no Jamie Vardy. I understand that they didn't have their best side out there. Okay, I get all that. But Fulham still played, I thought, fairly well in a 1-1 draw. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. I thought they were the better side in a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I agree. I thought Leicester were terrible, Russ. I think some of their players were completely anonymous. Diabate, who was in place of Damari Gray, did nothing.
Yeah, he was bad.
I thought Mendy in center midfield looked shaky. And I thought the Turkish center back, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he was awful, the one who Kamara absolutely threw for a dummy on his goal. I thought Leicester very underwhelming. And that's part of what makes this a bit frustrating, because you're right, Leicester have started the season well. They're a top half of the table team. But this was not the team that had enjoyed that early season success. So it really felt like the perfect opportunity. And we did talk about this in the pre-match show.
Yes.
That they were going to be weakened. But I think moving away from how Leicester played, I thought at times we were dominant. I thought Kamara obviously has his moment of brilliance. That's a great individual goal. It shows what he can bring. And I thought Mitrovic got involved more today. And the one player I would single out for particular criticism for Fulham was Vieta. I thought he was terrible in his cameo. And, after not featuring at all in the first two matches, Ranieri gave him a shot, and he just did not take it. I thought he lost the ball far too easily and had no real attacking threat.
Well, what's interesting is that Tony Gale called it near the end of the first half. He thought that Kearney was going to come on for Vieta, and he ended up being right. And I'm glad that we're talking about Vieta right now, because I want to now focus on Tom Kearney, because I thought Tom Kearney made a difference, Max, when he came on. And again, going back to Giannis's point, we're talking about not the best side for Leicester City. Well, Fulham is still trying to figure out their best side under Ranieri. So it's a work in progress. And, like we just talked about, Kearney comes on at the half. he's still trying to figure it out. So I give that a wash, talking about them not having their strongest side, because we don't know our strongest side yet. And honestly, I thought we outplayed them for the majority of the match. That's the way I look at it, Max.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think we were the better side. That's fair. But, I mean, what more would you change from that side? What do you think is our best side? I know it's a tough question, but I thought that was a pretty strong starting 11, with the exception of with Vieto in there.
Well, I think not having Kearney in there was a difference, and we saw that in the second half.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay, excellent. Giannis, back over to you. Again, we're going to be doing a full post-match show on Thursday, and we'll analyze this. But when you're watching this and you're watching the second half, the part when Fulham are really in the ascendancy and look like they're going to score that second goal and didn't, what do you think was the difference? Is this just bad luck? Is this just, you know, they just need to be more efficient with their shooting? What do you put on the reason for them not getting that second goal?
Maybe we got a little bit tight, but we're not a finished article yet, are we? I mean, Claudio's had probably less than 10 practices to get them together. Remember, you know, he didn't have most of the players for the international break. We gave a very good account of ourselves against Chelsea.
We did.
And we played well at night. So, you know, he's had a couple of weeks in the job. And confidence comes with a lot of self-belief and a lot of working with the coaches and understanding the system that Claudio's trying to set up. And that's going to take time. I mean, we've got some very winnable games coming up. But more importantly than that is that we start to build the sort of confidence and the shape as a unit where we feel we can at least create chances. I mean, I caution fans in terms of, you know, when we were last in the Premier League, that dreadful game down at Stadium of Light where we didn't have a shot on that. If you're creating chances and you're not scoring goals, we complain about the finishing. We're not finishing. But at least we're creating chances. At least we're breaking teams down. And we look a completely different outfit from 3 weeks ago. So, you know, I take positives from that. And I think Ranieri will get back and say, well, you know what? We've played well enough to win. We've not won. That's fine. We take our lumps. We've got things to look forward to. We're going up to United. It's going to be an exciting game. You know, the pressure's on them, really, not on us, because right now they're not exactly hitting it out of the park. So let's go and have a go and let's see what we can get out of it.
Okay, excellent. Giannis, I want to go right back to you, and then I'll go to Max and we'll finish this up. Tony Gale, doing the commentary, kept talking about the poor passing of both sides, but he was talking about focusing a little bit on Fulham at one point and just saying that they just didn't really, I'm paraphrasing, look fluid. They couldn't put like 3 to 4 to 5 passes together. That changed in the second half. Let me ask you, is this have something to do with just getting acclimated to the system under Ranieri and also the focus being more about defensive shape? And honestly, I want to ask you, do you see improvement in the defensive shape?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm still right now a little bit nervous about Dennis Odoi at the back.
Okay.
I'd be nice if, you know, Tim Ream could be in there. But you've seen what Callum Chambers all of a sudden is able to do. You know, don't know the status on Maxine, but Joe Bryan came in and, you know, he can certainly do a job. So the thing, it's going to take time. Remember the Roy Hodgson days, Russ?
Yep.
You know, it took quite a while for us to settle in terms of the sort.
Didn't happen overnight.
It didn't happen overnight. And it's not going to happen overnight here. And don't forget, the weather's going to start getting nasty. We've got a very intense schedule of games coming up over Christmas. Last year we did very well over Christmas. And let's not also forget we've got the transfer window coming up as well. So we've got to take baby steps. We've got to be circumspect. Yeah, we've only got 9 points. We could have been out of the bottom three, but who cares? Even if we'd won tonight. So we're 16th or 15th. It's still a false position because there's so little between the bottom seven teams anyway. So
yep.
If we don't want to set up a false sense of dawn. We know we're bottom. We know what we've got to aim for. That way, there's no complacency. We were nearly there. We've got to work a little bit harder to get 3 points that out of a game out like tonight, we probably deserved.
Okay, excellent. Max, over to you. Final thoughts there, and if you want to share your thoughts on what Giannis and I just shared, feel free to.
Yeah, I think the home matches are going to be vital, and we showed enough tonight to win. we didn't get the win, but I do agree with what you guys said. Listen, if you're having these shots on target, it's a great sign because at least you're creating. It's a lot of positives to take from tonight. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we're still bottom of the league. And we can talk about false positions and relegation zones and how it early on it is. Those are all true. But at the same time, it would be a huge psychological boost to get off the bottom and get out of that relegation zone. That would do wonders. Right now, it's tough. I mean, realistically, we're probably going to stay in here next weekend after the United match. That's just my opinion. And the longer you're at the bottom, and if you're at the bottom during Christmas, that's even worse. So just to get out of there as soon as possible has to be our goal. But this gives me encouragement for the further home matches. If we create chances like this, if we play like this, I think we're going to succeed and pick up more wins.
I totally agree. It's baby steps, as we've been saying. Obviously, very disappointing. But it's a step in the right direction, even though it hurts that they had the opportunity to get all 3 points. And we know what that would have meant to get out of the relegation zone. But as Giannis said, when it really matters is at the end of the year, honestly. Everyone's really close right now. And it's really about just improving, starting to get the points, turning draws into victories. That's what they need to do next. All right, guys, great full-time show. We will have a full post-match show on Thursday. I'll be doing it with these two guys. I look forward to it. But let's wrap this up. For my co-hosts, Giannis Shanaeus and Max Cohen, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.